Martin, why would the British government send someone to Aspen Gay Ski Week?
That's a good question. So two reasons. Primarily, we're here to support LGBT rights globally. The UK is a big proponent of global rights for LGBT people around the world. And we want to make sure that people understand that and that people know that we're on their side and supporting their rights around the world. Secondly, we like to promote the UK as a great destination to travel to for LGBT tourists. There's a lot going on in the UK for tourists. It's a safe and welcoming place to go to. So we want to get that message out and make sure people know what's on offer.
Aaron, I'm interested, why would Colorado have any office within the borders that had to do with the United Kingdom?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's one I get asked a lot, actually. it's for a couple of different reasons. I think the first is the strong economic and business partnership that Colorado and the UK have. Most people don't know, but the UK is by far and away the largest foreign direct investor in the state. By far and away. I love to say that statistic. So there's over 200 British subsidiaries in Colorado. They employ over 16,000 Coloradans. And there's a really strong trade relationship, too. The UK is a top five export partner for Colorado goods and services as well. So, and those exports fuel another nearly 11,000 jobs in the state.
This is the first time that the British government has sent sent someone to Aspen Gay Ski Week. Are things progressing? You know, in America over time, we've gotten better and better at being LGBTQ forward and thinking that something like a Gay Ski Week isn't radical. It's just, you know, like it's just there.
Yeah.
What about on the other side of the pond? Are you becoming more and more tolerant as a nation?
Yeah, we are. So this is the first time any foreign country, I think, has sent a Wonderful. Delegation or a team to Aspen Gay Ski Week. It's our first time here. And things are progressing. I mean, clearly they're progressing here in the USA. When I first did my first LGBT-focused event here in the USA, gay marriage wasn't legal. And that was a few short years ago. Right. And now it is. And it's accepted and it's no longer a debate. It's no longer controversial. It's an accepted thing. Same in the UK. So gay marriage has been legal in the UK for a number of years. And we keep progressing. So we've come on in leaps and bounds over the last 50 or so years since LGBT relationships were first legalized. And it gets better and better. So the issues now are around youth and around kids at school and tackling bullying and things like that and making sure LGBT people are visible and as role models. So those are the issues. We've really tackled all of the legal barriers to LGBT people having whatever life they want to have. And now it's social barriers, those which remain.
I am curious about that connection, though. The UK is not the ski capital of Europe. It's not Colorado. It's not the, you know, what we think of as like the old Mountain West.
Yeah.
Why is there a cultural similarity?
I mean, I think there's so many different reasons. I mean, I think there's historic ties, there's linguistic ties, there's cultural ties. I mean, Americans love sort of ingesting British culture, whether it's music, film, literature. And I think the reverse is true. I mean, one thing that's really specific to Colorado and other parts of the country as well is just the strong defense relationship, too. That's sort of the foundation of the special relationship. And we certainly have that here in the state. I mean, we have dozens of Royal Air Force officers that are stationed at Colorado's many military installations, working side by side with U.S. military officers to really keep the world safe. So I think there's so many different connections, really.
So the special relationship is it's really a relationship between people. And as we're finding out at Aspen Gay Ski Week, so many people have either been to the U.K. or really want to go to the U.K. It's not somewhere which Americans don't have an opinion on. You know, if you ask Americans, what do you think about Great Britain, they say something, they don't say where. And I think Brits are the same. You ask Brits what they think about America, absolutely, they have opinions. And you know, there's a lot of exchange, there's a lot of travel back and forth. Our companies are really linked. As Aaron mentioned, our militaries are really linked. And we just do a lot around the world together. You know, for the last couple of hundred years, it's been that way. And we like to celebrate that. And although we're not a great destination for ski, you can ski in Scotland. We're a great destination for other things. And there's lots of things which do bring Colorado and the UK together.
How will you know that this works, that attending Gay Ski Week was successful? And like, if everybody already knows about the UK, are you going to be so successful that you don't get sent here as on business trips anymore?
We hope not.
Well, the main measure is we're getting out to people and asking them to answer some questions about the UK, their views and where they've been, where they'd like to go, what their opinions are about the UK. So we'll take that in and we'll use that data to help inform future engagement with Coloradans and with Americans, because it's really helpful for us to just check in. And we have our opinions about what Americans think about us, but it's great to check actually with them themselves and say, what do you think about us? And feed that into our sort of data and use that to change what we do in the future.
Martin, you're the Deputy Consul General for the British Consulate based in Chicago, though. When you're not here at Aspen Gay Ski Week, what is that role? What's the point of having that consul in Chicago?
So we have a team of about 35 people in Chicago covering 14 states of the U.S. So that is a huge chunk from Colorado right across to Ohio and many of the states in between. And we do a lot of different things, including a lot of political engagement. So we work with city governments and we work with state governments to work on projects and to cooperate on different things which are priorities for us and priorities for American governments as well. And that could be anything from climate change to space cooperation to energy policy and business. A big thing we are focusing on right now is how do we deepen trading links between the UK and the US, which are already really strong. But as the UK leaves the European Union, we have the opportunity to make those links even deeper and even stronger. And hopefully we'll be in a position where we can sign a free trade agreement between the UK and the USA to make doing business between the UK and the USA even simpler. So a lot of our work is focused on those political things. Some of our work is focused on events which are lighter and more fun, such as Aspen Gay Ski Week. And in those events, we're looking to promote the UK's what we call soft power. So what the UK has in terms of culture and historic links and our values as well. So one of our values is support for gay rights around the world.
You brought up two things that I have to ask. First, to from Colorado to Ohio, I would imagine you're learning a lot of different ways of communicating with Americans. You know, like from your perspective, how different do those conversations have to be state by state?
Very different. And America's a diverse country. We cover states which are politically diverse and diverse in many other ways as well. So the conversation I would have in Denver or Aspen about climate change, mm-hmm. for example, is quite different to the conversation I might have in a different state about climate change. And that's what we do in diplomacy, is you tailor your message to your audience. And we cover a number of states which are very different. So we're quite used to doing that.
And then, of course, I have to ask, since you brought it up, with Brexit and the UK perhaps getting out of the European Union, were you watching that closely last night? What are you guys watching as far as how does that affect the UK-US relations?
We were watching it closely. We were traveling to Aspen yesterday, so it wasn't we weren't glued to the TV, but we were keeping an eye on the news as it happened. The way that will affect UK-US relations is, you know, as we've talked about, they're already really strong. So we have a great relationship. And afterwards, we don't see that changing. What we do is it changing. We see it becoming even stronger. So we'll have an opportunity after Brexit to make those trading links even closer and make doing business even easier. And that's the main opportunity for us, is it will be easier for US companies to operate in the UK and to sell products to the UK, and vice versa, easier for British companies.
It's a direct link instead of going through all of the European Union laws and trade kind of regulations?
The main reason is because we'll have more freedom over our trade policy, and we'll be able to sign an agreement with the USA, which will make the rules between our countries in terms of trade much simpler, right. much easier.
I mean, it's true for Colorado, you know, as well. We have a really strong special relationship here that's built on a foundation of strength. And, you know, our hope is that nothing is really going to change as a result, but rather just opportunities for further trade ties.
Is that what people want to talk to you about when they realize what your job is? I mean, I feel like Americans just, it's such a incomprehensible discussion that's happening there.
Yeah, there's a lot of interest. I do a lot of talking about Brexit in Colorado to a variety of different audiences, whether it's a political audience, whether it's a business audience, whether it's a student audience. We do a lot of talking about it, and I think folks are curious to understand it because it can be kind of a confusing process. British politics is different than American politics. The rules are different. And so there is a lot of curiosity, but I always welcome opportunities to talk about it because I think most people come away realizing, well, yes, this is a very complex process, but I don't necessarily see it changing my business or my relationship with the UK. Rather, there's just opportunities to make it stronger.